Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. And then this is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. We are in our Saturday review, amen, and we're reviewing warfare strategies. Thank you so much for joining me for this installment of Saturday Review as we look at our study on spiritual warfare, amen, actually filling up our arsenals with every modality that the Lord has given us, amen, to combat, to engage the enemy of our souls. Glory to God in the highest. And then in our last review, we had started on the weapons of our warfare that are in Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll be continuing with that on today. I do hope that you're blessed and that you are equipping your arsenal to engage our common enemy, which is the kingdom of darkness, because the word of God lets us know that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It also lets us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, okay? So let me go back and preface that. They're not carnal, so we're not engaging flesh and blood. We're not coming against one another. We're actually uniting together against the real enemy, because the real enemy is the kingdom of darkness. And then he tries to cloak himself many times, and he'll poke other people, and you'll think that it's the other people that's poking you when it's actually the enemy. And yes, he does use people to do that, and it's still the enemy that they've been influenced by. So we still have to engage the kingdom of darkness. Amen. And the word of God tells us exactly how. Amen. And one of those strategies that we have already gone over is the power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. He has given us authority to use his name against all the works of the devil. Amen. And the enemy has to cease. He has to stop. Amen. And there's another part of scripture that tells us to submit yourselves unto the Lord. Submit to God. Submit to the Lord. Submit to Yahweh. Submit to Yeshua HaMashiach. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. These are the things that we're reviewing as we go forth, amen, in our Saturday review, as we go through these strategies, amen, that have already been studied. We're going through them again, amen, so that we can further equip ourselves so that the Lord can continue to speak, because there's no doubt in my mind that that the Lord is still speaking every day. He's giving Rhema word. Every day he's giving instruction. Every day he's shoring up our faith. Every day he's moving on our behalf. Every day he's bringing forth a breakthrough. Every day he's healing a body. Every day he is providing for nations. Every day God is moving, because he loves us. Amen. And that is one very sure thing, is the love of God. He is the originator of love. Amen. Amen. When we look it up in the dictionary, it ought to have Yahweh's name, amen, next to it. But instead, it gives a human dynamic. It gives a human, basically, guesswork of what framework of what love is. Amen. But when we look back at scripture, it lets us know that God is love. He is the originator, because love is his character. Amen. So when we want to know what love is, when we want to understand love, we go to God. We don't go to one another. We don't go to people that say that they're in love. We go to the Lord. Amen. And the same is true about spiritual warfare. Amen. The word of God lets us know that God is a Lord. He is the God of war. So when we want to know about warfare, we go to the scriptures. We go to the originator, the one who originated warfare strategy, who had the original battle plan. We go to him to learn how to engage our common enemy, the enemy of God and the enemy of humanity, which is the kingdom of darkness. So when we want to know these things, we go to the source. We don't go to a secondary resource. We go to the source. So we come to Yahweh. We come before the Lord God himself, God Almighty, the one who keeps us and covers us even in the midst of the battle. And ultimately, the battle is his anyway. So we go to him. Scripture tells us the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. Whatever you're going through, whatever demons you're combating, the battle is the Lord. Submit yours to the Lord and resist the devil. He will flee from you. And do what the Lord tells you to do. Ask him for a battle plan, because the battle, it is the Lord's. He knows exactly what the outcome should be in the midst of your battle. Amen. So let's review our warfare strategies on today. As I said, we'll be I don't know if we'll be finishing up today on the spiritual weapons in Ephesians 6, but we will be continuing in them. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise, Lord God, for everything that you have done already. Lord, we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, recognizing, Lord, that we came into the earth with nothing. Oh, God, and everything that we have been given, it has come from you. Oh, Lord God, every gift and every talent, every ability, every bit of creativity, oh, Lord, every anointing, Father, it comes from you. Every good and perfect gift, your word tells us already, every good and perfect gift comes forth from the Father of light. Oh my God, it comes from you, and we honor you, Lord God. We take no accolades away from you, because you will not give your glory to another. Oh Lord, and we freely give you the glory, Lord God, for all that you've done, because we recognize that you are God Almighty, the Lord and Savior. You are our living hope. You are the source of our strength. You are our help. You are our strong tower. So we come, oh God, giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and thanking you, Lord God, for all that you have done, oh Lord, for us. We thank you for snatching us out of the hands of the enemy, as you have done so many times. We thank you, Lord God, for every battle, Lord God, that we have been overcomers in the midst of, because you let your disciples know that you had overcome the world, so that we would be overcomers in the world, because you had already overcome. We praise you, Lord God, that you make us more than conquerors through you, through your power, not because of any strength of our own, not because of any human intellect, but because of the power and the presence of God. We are victorious, and we are more than conquerors. Oh my God, we glorify your name on today. Oh Lord, we even surrender, Lord God, to you now, Lord God, and ask you to wash us, Lord God, as we come into your presence. Oh Lord, cleanse us of every unrighteousness, cleanse us of ungodliness, cleanse us of unfaithfulness, cleanse us, Lord God, of unholiness, cleanse us of every work of the enemy. Oh Lord, we break off every agreement with the kingdom of darkness, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, wash us, Lord God, as we go forth in these studies again. Wash us, Lord God, as we are equipped. Wash us, Lord God, as you speak to our spirits. Wash us, Father, that we might be servants, even as David was. Oh, Lord, servants after the heart of God. Oh, move even now every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord God, out of every atmosphere, Lord God, that is listening and will listen, Lord God, to these strategies. Bless, heal, and deliver, Lord God, even as we go forth, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, God bless you. Saints of God, amen. And listeners, we give glory and honor to the Lord as we go forward. Amen. And we are in lesson 5 of our review, and it is on the whole armor. We're continuing. Amen. In the last class, we covered these weapons. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, a readiness. Amen. Readiness is a weapon. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness protects our vitality. Put on the helmet of salvation. Salvation is our best defense. The sword of the Spirit, wield your sword. Today we cover the remaining armament, as well as more strategies to add to your arsenal as we continue in our study. Spiritual warfare strategies, utilizing every modality in our arsenal. Amen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 14. Tighten your belt of truth. Tighten your belt of truth. fasten on truth. Amen. That word, again, tighten the belt of truth. Glory to God. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Ephesians 6 and 14. Amen. Let me go out just a minute. That word for stand is histemi, and it means to make firm, fixed, and establish. The word for girt is perizonami, and it means to fasten a garment with a girdle or a belt. Metaphorically, it refers to equipping oneself with the knowledge of truth. Equipping oneself with the knowledge of truth. Okay. Amen. Let's get back up there. The natural armament of a Roman soldier was held together by a girdle that held the other body armament in place. So truth is foundational. We know righteousness, peace, salvation, hope, love, etc. because of the truth. It is because of truth that we know God is God. And it is that truth that frees us. John 8, 31 and 32 says, Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Jesus prayed for his disciples in the 17th chapter of John. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You, O God, are the spirit of truth. Truth among its many attributes illuminates and defends. Spiritual warfare strategy number 14, tighten the belt of truth. Spiritual warfare strategy number 15, lift up your shield of faith. Shields up. Lift up your shield of faith. Ephesians 6 and 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith activates your armament and extinguishes the attacks of the enemy, absorbing the hits without damaging our souls It prevents that said damage the enemy intended. So faith prevents the damage that the enemy had intended. It actually absorbs the hit of the enemy. Isaiah 54 and 17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Also see 2 Samuel 22 and 31, Psalm 7 and 10, and Psalm 18 and 35. I'm going to give you quite a few scriptures. I don't want to recite all of them. I will be giving you some, but I'm going to give you some also to go back and study for yourself. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And in this chapter, we find that the elders receive a good report because of their faith. See Abraham, see Noah, see Moses and Rahab and so many others who held tight to their fight in spite of what their eyes saw, to believe God for what they could only see in the spirit as God had spoken. Also see Mark 11 and 24. Hebrews, read the entire chapter of 11, that 11th chapter of Hebrews. John chapter 6, verse 35. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. 1 Peter 1, 8 through 9. Romans 10, 10 and 10, Galatians 3 and 22, John 11, verse 40, Mark 11, verse 23, Romans 1, verse 16, and Romans 21 and 22. Spiritual warfare strategy number 15, lift up your shield of faith. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 16, run to your company. Get the support of your tribe. Run to your company. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. Acts chapter 4 and 23. Read Acts chapter 4, 23 and 24 and verse 31. Also read chapters 3 and 4 for context. Their own company. Amen. That retaining to one's own group, your own tribe, your own company. Amen. Your own group of people. Glory to God. These are those that are like-minded in faith and that are also warring in the spirit so that they will also war with you. That's why we're running to our own company. When the disciples ran back, amen, to their own company, they were running back to the others of like-minded faith. They ran back to the group of disciples, the followers of Yeshua HaMashiach. In Acts chapter 3, we see the experiences of Peter and John at the Gate Beautiful, where they encountered a man who was seated there begging alms. A notable miracle took place that day that amazed the temple goers. Peter again rose and preached of the salvation through Jesus, the means by which this man now stands healed and rejoicing. They were arrested and held and questioned the next morning by the leaders of the Sanhedrin. Peter arose, once again being filled with the Holy Ghost, answered them, did speak in the name of Jesus whom they crucified, and would not take down, even though they were threatened more than once that they should never preach the name of Jesus again. They determined it was better to obey God than men. And they went on, amen, to continue to preach the gospel. And when they were to be let go, they returned to their own company. Like-minded followers of Jesus, who like them were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they told them of their experiences. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the work of God with boldness. Run to your company during seasons of warfare to debrief and to gain more knowledge and wisdom, more sharpening for the fight, and so you can pray together to receive refreshing instruction and a greater measure of the glory of God to do his will. Run to your company. Spiritual warfare strategy number 16, run to your own company. Spiritual warfare strategy number 17, repent. Strip the enemy of his rights. To repent is to change your mind. Metanoia, don't give place to the devil. Repent. Your repentance is a weapon. The devil of his legal rights, amen, to come against you. 1 John 1, 6 through 10, it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Matthew 4:17 says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let us examine ourselves in the battle to make sure we have not given the enemy place to attack us. Let us walk circumspectly, and let us have a repentant heart at all times. Amen. Condemning the works of the enemy and renouncing every work of darkness. Amen. Let us also look at these scriptures, Romans 12:2, Ephesians 4:27-30, Psalms 24:3-6, Deuteronomy 30:19, and Proverbs 28:13. Spiritual warfare strategy number 17, repent, strip the enemy of his rights. Spiritual warfare strategy number 18, remind the devil of past victories. Testify to the glory of God. Whether you are alone or with your company, your tribe, fellow saints, or other followers of Jesus, testify to the glory of God and his past victory in your life. Recount everything God has done in your life. You are your best witness. Revelation 12:11 says, let us know that we overcome by the blood. Revelation 12:11, it lets us know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That word testimony means record of a witness. It means record of a witness, and it's martyria, and it's the record of a witness, evidence presented by an eyewitness. Amen. You are your best witness, and I can testify myself, amen, that the Lord has snatched me out of the hands of the devil more times than I can even number. He has always been faithful, always been true. Every time I had a need, the Lord, he did provide, and he provided without fail. Even when I was down to my last couple of dollars, the Lord came in with a flood. Amen. And he provided. The Lord is God, and he will do exactly what he said that he would do. He snatched me out. I'm telling you, saints of God, people of God, I'm telling you, God is faithful to his word, and he is true. Remind yourself of the things that God has done already, and even ask the Lord, if you have forgotten, amen, there is a spirit of the enemy, amen, that is actually a spirit of forgetfulness, amen, and we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of forgetfulness. Oh, Lord, God, open the minds of your people and remind them of the things that you have done so they can boast in the Lord, Lord God. When the enemy comes against them, they can boast in the Lord and of the things that you have done already, and recognizing that because you have done it before, you will do it again. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory and honor. Amen. Testimony. Glory to God. Testify. Amen. That word, martyria. It means record of a witness. Amen. An eyewitness, an account. Glory to God. It is the report of one who saw or experienced an event. This is the evidence brought forth by a witness. Put the devil on notice that the same God that was victorious then is victorious now. Glory to God. See 1 Samuel 17:33-37, Joshua 4:6-7, Psalm 71:15-24, and Philippians 4:13. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 18, remind the devil of your past victories. Amen. The Lord is our victory. He is, and we are victory because the Spirit of the Lord dwells in us. Spiritual warfare strategy number 19, encourage yourself in the Lord. Motivate yourself in the Lord. glory to God. There will be times when we will have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Sometimes there is no one available, or perhaps you are on opposing sides of a disagreement. You then will have to motivate yourself, inspire yourself to move forward in the Lord. When God says go and nobody understands why you would go all the way over there, then when you'd be more successful over here, when nobody understands, you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Once you have received the Lord's instruction, then you will have to stand your ground and encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes we have to be a David, encourage ourselves in the Lord. 1 Samuel 30, verses 1 through 8. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Elimelech, son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. Amen. We see the example of David here. Amen. When everyone was in distress, including himself, when they were grieving their losses, and the men were now coming against him because David is the one that pulled them away from the camp to go into battle, and they return, and the enemy has taken their wives and their children and has burned up Ziklag. But David, oh my God, he encouraged himself in the Lord. That word, amen, for encouraged, I'm sorry for you. I don't have a ready definition for the word encouraged right now. I do apologize for that. Oh, yes, I do. I'm sorry. I was looking in the wrong place. So the term encouraged in verse 6 is translated from the Greek word is C-H-A-Z-A-Q. I don't really understand the pronunciation at this moment. C-H-A-Z-A-Q. And it means to make a strong and courageous, to make one strong and courageous, firm and resolute. Amen. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Like David, we must find our motivation, our inspiration, our strength and courage to stand firm on what the Lord has spoken, even when nobody else, it seems, is standing with us. I know that David's successes here is after he pulled himself up. He inquired of the Lord, should I go up? God knows the framework of every battle. Pull yourself up and ask God what's next. Also see Psalm 34, 1 through 10. Spiritual warfare strategy number 19. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. That word for encourage is hazak.
Chazak. That's how it's pronounced, the C-H-A-Z-A-Q, and that is in the Hebrew. Our other definitions were in the Greek. And it's Chazak, and it means to make strong and courageous, firm and resolute. He encouraged himself in the Lord. So he received the strength of God Almighty. Amen. The word of God, even in Ephesians, you know, we're looking a lot at Ephesians relative to our spiritual warfare. It tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. We're looking not to our human strength, not to our human intellect, but we're looking to God and to him alone. Amen. To Yahweh, who is almighty and all powerful. We are relying upon his strength. It is his strength, amen, that comes against the principalities. It's his strength that comes against the spirit of darkness. It's his strength that comes against the rulers of wickedness and of darkness, the kingdoms of the devil. It's by his strength that we overcome. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. The Lord told Joshua to be strong and courageous. Don't be fearful. Don't be distressed, because the Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, God is with you. No matter the battle, God is with you. And the battle, it is the Lord. Amen. Talk to the Lord about the battle. Amen. And go to him. Amen. And be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. Be made strong and courageous. Be made firm and resolute in the midst of the battle. I know it's hard. Amen. Because I endure battles myself. I know it's hard because I have to war in the spirit myself. I know it can be distressing at times. But the Lord, he is your strength. He is your strength. When you feel like that your body is just bowed out, amen, the Lord will shore up your backbone, amen. He'll make you able to stand firm and resolute against the works of darkness, and you will win the battle. You will be victorious. Even as David was, so shall we be. We are victorious. Just decree it. Am victorious in the name of Yeshua. I decree victory in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. This is our lesson today. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, Father God, I break off every spirit of retaliation, every counterattack, every payback spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and I loose the peace of God. I loose the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn off the dross, even right now, to burn off the works of evil, even out of the atmosphere right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I loose the preservation of the spirit, Lord God, upon your people even now. Oh, Lord, move every obstacle and destroy, Lord God, the yokes of the enemy, Lord God, and every word that's been spoken against your people, every lie, Lord God, that's been spoken into their mind. I break it off right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, let your truth, oh, God, let your truth awaken their spirit in this hour, Lord God, and let them cleave, oh God, to your will, Lord God, and to your presence even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, move, oh God, upon your people, Lord. We need you so desperately, Lord God. We need your will to be done in our lives, and we decree and declare our obedience and our willingness unto the Lord. It shall be done, amen, to the good pleasure of the Father. We will obey in the name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Until next time, this has been Saturday Review. Amen.